Back at the Ray Sport and Marine mobile broadcast booth inside Romano Gymnasium. 10 minutes to go. Beavers down 44-32. They outscored Duluth in that quarter 17-16, but they needed to outscore them by more than 1 point to get themselves back into this game. Defensively, they're not doing bad. Duluth still only shooting 37% on the game, but Beavers are up to 32%, but need to put the ball in the basket. Duluth will start the fourth quarter with a basketball on the alternate possession. Thiessen gets the inbounds pass back to Olsen on the left wing. Olsen on the left side to Schneider. Schneider has her pass knocked away and stolen by Claire Wolhow. Brooklyn Bachman now to Sydney Czar near the center circle. Czar, right side to Bachman. Bachman passes inside to Bray. Bray fights her way to the basket. Officials say it was touched by Sarah Groh, but we'll take it. Didn't look like Groh got a piece of it, but Beavers keep the basketball. 16 on the shot clock. Inbounds pass to Czar, now back to Meyer, top of the key. Meyer to Bachman, back out to Czar, 10 to shoot, 3 in the air is good. Sydney Czar with 7. It's 44-35 in favor of Duluth, 9:15 fourth quarter. Olsen top of the key, right side Simonette. Top of the key, Thiessen, now to Groh again. Olsen with the basketball. Passes to Thiessen. 10 to shoot. Right side to Schneider. Schneider down on the baseline to Groh. She's double team back out to Schneider for a three. Back of the rim, no good. Olsen offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Olsen now with 6. And it's 46-35 in favor of the Bulldogs. 8:40 to go, fourth quarter. Claire Wolhow left wing, dumps it into Taylor Bray on the left block. She goes to the basket, shot is blocked, no good. And down to the basketball is Simonette for Duluth. She's still got it all the way to the basket. She's finally cut off. Right elbow shot from Olsen is no good. Bachman with a rebound for the Beavers. Ahead to Czar on the right wing. Czar spins into the lane, now kicks it out to Taylor Bray. Three-pointer left wing. Hits the backboard, nothing else. Rebound to Duluth. Simonette gets the outlet pass and dribbles ahead, passes to Schneider right side, now to Olsen, top of the key. Simonette with a basketball. Looking inside for Groh, but she's double-teamed. Back to Olsen, top of the key. Right side to Simonette. Olsen in the corner, guarded by Wolhow. Olsen into the lane, still with a basketball. Kind of a hook shot, and it goes in. ...48-35 in favor of Duluth. I just kind of shrugged my shoulders on that one, sorry. 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. Beavers just might not be their night. Czar on the left wing, top of the key. Wolhow, three in the air. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Groh for Duluth. She passes to Simonette, who dribbles up the left side. Back to Thiessen, top of the key. Now to Groh on the right side, who hands off to Schneider. Schneider into the free throw circle, back out to Simonette. Long cross-court pass left side to Olsen. Olsen has the ball knocked away, but she scoops it back up in the lane, puts it up and in. Brooke Olsen right now, everything she puts up just goes in the basket. She's got 10, and it's 50-35 in favor of Duluth with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Czar on the left wing with a dribble, hands off to Wolhow in the left corner. Bachman top of the key, ball's knocked away. Brooklyn's able to chase it down. Into the lane, right side Czar, three is up, and in and out, no good, and that tells you all you need to know. Olsen with a rebound, that shot was right in the hole, but it found a way to spin out for Bemidji State, and Duluth gets the rebound. Back outside to Olsen on the left wing for the Bulldogs. Olsen left wing still, three-pointer in the air, no good, front of the rim, rebound Meyer for Bemidji State. Trinity Meyer on the dribble, right side. All the way down the lane, all the way to the basket. Brights through a double team, puts it up and in. Trin Meyer with 6, got a whistle and a timeout. 6:14 remaining, fourth quarter. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Duluth 50, Bemidji State 37 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Green Mill presents Really, Really Deep Thoughts with Paul and John.
John, Mom always said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life gives you thick, juicy tomato sauce, real cheese, and piles of fresh ingredients, make a Green Mill deep dish style pizza and say, thanks, life.
Now that's some mouth-watering wisdom, Paul. Green Mill Deep Dish Pizza, inspiring deep thoughts for over 40 years.
Green Mill Pizza, Pasta, Beer and Wings,
and legendary Deep Dish Pizza.
We'll see you at the mill.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
ah, nobody's around.
But thieves say,
ah, nobody's around.
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Beavers had a 5-on-3 as two Duluth players had collided and fallen to the court. Sydney Czar wide open three. It was a great-looking shot, somehow spun out. And that's pretty much the night for Bemidji State. Duluth with the basketball, leading 50-37, 6-10, fourth quarter. Call with a basketball in the lane. Has her pass knocked away and out of bounds by Rachel Hadela, who just checked in. Coley Rezebeck, Gabby DuBois, Trinity Meyer, and Sydney Czar from Bemidji State. Duluth, inbounds pass to Olson. Olson spins toward the basket, puts it up and in. Brooke Olson now with 12, and it's 52-37. Left side to Hadela. Hadela down on the block to DuBois. DuBois heads to the basket, puts it up and in. A flop from Stark was not called. And scoreboard's wrong. It should be 52-41, I believe. They have 50-41. Simonette with the basketball for Duluth. Back out to Olson on the left wing. Simonette into the lane. Passes out right side to Stark for a three. Cross the rim, no good. Grow over Myers back. No call. Ball goes out of bounds. Touched by Grow. And now the officials are going to check the scoreboard. They got 52-41 on the scoreboard, and I think that's right. And so now the officials are at the scorer's table, making sure everything's correct. 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Beavers down 52-41. Czar through the center circle. On the left side to DuBois. DuBois top of the key, Hadela. Right side, Czar. Czar top of the key, Rezebeck. Rezebeck passes to Hadela, and ball's knocked away from behind, as was Hadela's head by Brooke Olson. That's her second. Team's first here in the fourth quarter. 20 on the shot clock, 5:03 on the game clock. Beavers the inbound to the right of their own basket. Meyer gets it underneath to Czar, who puts it up and in. Little Sydney Czar in the trees. Finds a way to put it in the basket. She's got 9. And now it's 52-41, we're being told. Okay. Right wing to Call. Call. Back to Olson. Olson for a three, and she banks it in. Wow. Again, Brooke Olson. Everything she throws up's going in. She's got 15, and it's 55-41. Hadela to the baseline, double team. Back out to Rezebeck. Rezebeck to Hadela now on the left wing. Hadela dribbles down the baseline to DuBois, and an offensive call. Offensive foul is called on Hadela. She ran over Peyton Call. And that takes us to a media timeout. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score is Duluth 55, Bemidji State 41. 4:23 to go on the Beaver Radio Network.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to make your property your own. The Kubota BX Series is ready to get any job done the way it should be done. Dig, mow, haul, and comfortably maneuver in tight spaces. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. The BX Series, America's best-selling subcompact tractor. Kubota. Shape your world. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
Duluth Bulldogs making their shots no matter what they look like, and Bemidji State can't get good shots to go in. And that means the Beavers are down 14, 55-41 with 4:23 to go. And Duluth will inbound the basketball to the right of the Bemidji State basket. Stark into Thiessen. Rhodes, Olsen, and Call out there with those two. Olsen now with the basketball in the lane. Spins toward the basket. She's double-teamed. Finds a way to put it up, and it didn't go in. It hit the back of the rim. Wow. Sydney Czar with a rebound for the Beavers. Passes left side to Trin Meyer. Meyer to Dubois. Gabby Dubois to the baseline. Shot from 12. Side of the rim, no good. But Trin Meyer grabs the rebound for Bemidji State. Meyer into the lane. Double team, finds a way to fight it up anyway. Front of the rim, back of the rim, and off. Stark with a rebound for Duluth. 3:40 to go. Beavers down 55-41. Rhodes on the right wing with a basketball for Duluth. Stark top of the key, left side Call. Call to Thiessen. Thiessen top of the key, Stark for a three. Back of the rim, no good. Offensive, ooh, I thought Olsen was going to grab the offensive rebound. It's taken away by Trin Meyer. Meyer dribbles ahead, passes cross to Rezabek on the right wing for a three. Side of the rim, no good. Olsen rebound for Duluth. She passes to Thiessen, who walks through the center circle. We've got a whistle and a timeout. 30-second timeout taken by Mandy Pearson and the Bulldogs. We'll keep it right here. 3:07 remaining in the fourth quarter. Duluth 55, Bemidji State 41. Beaver Basketball brought to you by Paul Bunyan Communications, the fastest speeds for all your devices with the GigaZone. And by Otter Tail Power Company. Visit OTPCO.com for the home energy analyzer tool, which is designed to help you save energy and money. And by Knife River Materials, from highways to driveways, Knife River gets the job done. And by City Auto Glass, your safety, their business. So the Beavers now 15 turnovers in the game, and if you remember, in the second quarter, at 12. So they're doing much, much better, but still down by 14 as we head down the stretch here in Duluth. Grove from 14, side of the rim, no good. A rebound grabbed by Bray, who checks back in, gives it to Erica Gartner, who's back in. So it's Bray, Gartner, Bachman, Wolhau, and Rezabek. Gartner has the ball knocked away. She goes and gets it near center court. Gartner left side to Rezabek. Rezabek's tied up by Rhodes. Alternate possession will keep the basketball with the Beavers. 15 on the shot clock, 2:41 on the game clock. Beavers inbounds the ball down 14. Bachman on the dribble top of the key, right side of the lane. She's double teamed, tries to put it up anyway. It's blocked. She gets it back. 5 on the shot clock. Wolhau top of the key, 3-pointer, back of the rim, no good. Taylor Bray, an offensive rebound for the Beavers. Left side, Rezabek for a three. Back of the rim, no good. This time a rebound for Call for Duluth. Bulldogs of the basketball leading 55-41, 2:15 remaining in the game. Call, top of the key. I think she got smacked in the face, but no foul call. And she's bent over. And Mandy Pearson wants to know what's going on. And Duluth takes a 30-second timeout so they can come out and take a look at Peyton Call. Beaver basketball brought to you by The Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. And by Horizon Warehouse Liquors. Horizon Warehouse Liquor offers the largest domestic and import beer selection in northern Minnesota. And by Alan Zutz and Thrivin Financial. Thrivin Financial has been helping members blend faith, finances, and generosity for more than 100 years. So Peyton Call apparently got smacked in the face, and now the officials are going to take a look at the replay. Even though no foul was called, they're going to try to decide if something flagrant happened. Gives us a chance to tell you, coming up, it'll be the Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Part of that will be the Otter Tail Power Player of the Game, as we do each and every game. Then we'll hear from head coach Mike Boshi of the Bemidji State men's team, winners of four in a row. And we will have the men's game, Bemidji State and Minnesota Duluth. This should start pretty much on time, right around 7:30, give or take, here on the Beaver Radio Network. Coming up tomorrow, we will be in St. Cloud at Hallenbeck Hall. Women at 3:30, men at 5:30, against St. Cloud State. St. Cloud, of course, playing Crookston tonight, and we'll wave to each other as we pass on Highway 23. Changing locations. Officials are still looking at the replay. Lead official Chuck Morning over here with Adam Soto, and now Ryan Overly, the third official, will come over to take a look with Chuck and make sure everybody's on the same page with what did or did not happen on the non-call, where Peyton Call must have been hit in the face. I didn't see it. She had the basketball on the perimeter, and as she was ready to pass, she kind of held her hand up to her face. And officials are done with the replay, and now they will have a discussion at center court, the three of them. They send Bemidji State back to the huddle. When we come back, it'll be Rezebeck, Gartner, Bray, Bachman, and Wolhow from Bemidji State. That much I do know. And still waiting on the officials to figure out the non-call and what did or didn't happen. So now the officials will call both coaches together. Mandy Pearson and Chelsea DeVille. And if it's not a flagrant foul, all they can do is tell Mandy Pearson, hey, we missed it. It wasn't flagrant. And both coaches walk away smiling, so whatever the officials told them must have been okay. Duluth will have the basketball, 16 on the shot clock, 2:08 to go on the game clock. Bulldogs lead 55-41. Stark to inbound to Thiessen. Now to Groh. Simonette and Rhodes are the other two players on the court for Duluth. Simonette top of the key. Over to Stark right wing for a three-pointer, and it's good. Katie Stark with eight, and it's 58-41 in favor of Duluth as we have 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Had a pass inside and a foul called on Duluth on Tatum Rhodes. On Rhodes, that's her second. And Bemidji State with the basketball. Rezebeck top of the key. Left side Gartner. Gartner launches a three-pointer across the back of the rim. No good. Taylor Bray, an offensive rebound. She's tied up by Stark. And the alternate possession will give the basketball to Duluth. 1:29 remaining. Beavers down 58-41. And for the first time tonight, we see Molly Winner. 5'6 sophomore from Cottage Grove. She'll replace Brooklyn Bachman. Thiessen passes to the right elbow to Simonette. Now back to Thiessen on the left wing. A right elbow jumper from Simonette is no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Tatum Rhodes. Rhodes with eight. And it's 60-41 as we approach a minute to go. Wenner passes inside to Bray. Bray back out to Wolhau. Wolhau dribbles into the lane. Shot from 10 across the rim. No good. Stark rebound for Duluth. Pass ahead to Simonette. Simonette, ooh, a collision underneath between Molly Wenner and Katie Stark. Wow. Wenner will be called for a foul. Everybody seems okay. That's Wenner's first, team second. DuBois and Hadla in. Bray and Wolhau out. And Taylor Schneider will check in, replacing Mason Thiessen for Duluth. 23 on the shot clock, 52 on the game clock. Inbound to Groh, and she puts it up and in. Sarah Groh with 12. 62-41 in favor of Duluth. Erica Gartner with a basketball to Gabby DuBois, left side. Now to Molly Wenner. Wenner, top of the key, Rezebeck. Right side, Gartner now in the right corner to DuBois. Now to Wenner, right wing, 10 to shoot. Top of the key, Rezebeck. Rezebeck looks for Hadla. Hadla rolls to the basket. Shot no good, side of the rim. And a rebound to Schneider for Duluth. She passes ahead to Stark on the right side. Shot clock is off. And that will end the game. So a night when the Beavers just could not make a basket and Duluth struggled to miss. The Bulldogs will come out with their 10th straight win. And the Beavers' two-game winning streak will end. The final score, Duluth 62, Bemidji State 41. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light final score. Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show next on the Beaver Radio Network.